Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
So my buddy, he's got a little kiddo out there. He's a 7-year-old boy. And for Christmas, he's asking his parents, or Santa, whoever is going to do it, because Santa gets a present that his parents do. He wants a garbage can for Christmas.
A garbage?
Yeah, he wants a garbage can.
What do you mean?
Like one of those like little like silver kind, you know, like the smaller ones you see people
why?
Throw stuff in.
For his room?
No, he just wants to have it. Well, I'll aww. Tell you why. He wants a garbage can because he loves when the garbage man comes and empties the trash.
Oh, that is
so cute.
I love when kids are obsessed with the garbage man.
So ever since then, yeah, he's been obsessed with, you know, becoming an actual garbage man. And, you know, he says, I want to be a garbage man. So he's asking my buddy, his dad, for a garbage can for Christmas. I'm like, dude, you gotta totally get that kid a garbage can.
But not just any garbage can, like the best, coolest garbage can.
Well, is there? I didn't realize there's different levels. He's just thinking about getting him like a traditional silver garbage can.
No, you gotta get like one that is magic. You wave your hand over the top and then it opens up for you. You don't have to do anything.
No, you need like an Oscar the Grouch garbage can.
That's what the kid like needs. Platinum, shiny.
Yes, I agree. My friend used to nanny for this little girl. And all she wanted for Christmas was tweezers.
Wait, why did she want tweezers, Liv?
She just wanted tweezers because she was obsessed with the thought of like picking things up with the tiny little tweezers.
That's
like
hilarious.
Pieces of paper and like rocks. Okay. Like she was just obsessed with it.
Kind of like a lab kit or something, not like trying to pluck her eyebrows necessarily.
No, she just wanted like she wanted just tweezers that you use to like pluck your eyebrows with, just small tweezers, because her mom has some and she has seen her mom use them, and she just is obsessed with like how small they are and how you can like just like tweeze and like pick little things up. She was obsessed with it. So my friend ended up getting her tweezers, and I think she got like 12 pairs of tweezers for Christmas that year because everyone was like, oh yeah, I'll get her a pair.
One of my friends has like a daughter that is real goofy.
Uh-huh.
And she has a really good sense of humor. And so anyway, this friend of mine told Santa, hey, I want you to prank my daughter for Christmas. So she had him fart in a jar, put a lid and a bow on it, and he gave that to her daughter and said she gets a little toot in a jar for Christmas. And the girl thought it was hilarious.
Santa actually farted in a jar?
Santa did fart, but I heard it smelled like sugar cookie, so it wasn't like a normal
toot. Yeah, I was going to say, like, I didn't think Santa had stinky toots.
No,
yeah.
It smelled good.
See, it'd be funny, like, Santa had some really, like, he had a bunch of cheese and stuff.
Yeah. Smelled like that winter candle from Bath & Body Works everybody loves.
All right. Amber, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What does your kiddo want from your for Santa from Christmas?
So my little princess, 8-year-old daughter, asked me for a dog cage.
A doll cage?
Dog.
A dog. And she really wants it, but I wonder, like, will I go to jail if somebody comes over and sees her wrapped up in it?
So it's not for a dog, it's for your daughter?
It's for her.
That's like, so cute.
Why does she want a dog cage, Amber?
So the puppy got a dog cage, and she wants one.
Oh, my God, they could be side by side. You could have her, like, in a little blanket laying there and everything.
Will I go to jail, so am I going to be on the news? And then it's going to be a whole nother story on Monday.
You just have to put some food and water in there in a blanket. She'll be fine.
Yeah, as long as she has that.
And then when I yell crate up, if she doesn't go, do I, like, newspaper her nose, too?
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. I was wondering if she was potty trained, but we'll never know about that. Let's talk to Adam on the Joe and Alex Show. Adam, what does your kid want? Kind of a strange thing for Christmas.
So I also have an 8-year-old daughter. And she wants this board game, and it's called Don't Step in It. And it basically revolves around not stepping in poop. But it's just really odd because, like, she really likes, like, the toy emojis that are the poop emoji.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so weird.
Does she get that from you, Adam, or where does she get that from?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand why we're playing with poop these days. So
every kid is like that from the beginning of time. I was also into all that stuff.
I still am, honestly, as an adult.
Yeah, Joe is for
sure. I know.
Yeah, I just feel awkward trying to play that board game.
Adam, get it for her. Get her what she wants, okay?
Yeah, I probably will.
Don't be a number two. Be a number
one. I still
one
haven't
here.
Played that game, Pie Face. All it, like kids like to play.
Yeah, you can make your own game. You call it Pooh Face.
We should play that
There's
on the radio.
Pie Face, and then the other one also where you put that dentist tool in your mouth, and then you have to read a sign.
Oh,
have you seen
yes,
that?
Yeah.
People craze over that. I've played that one.
I saw somebody online propose that way. They had that mouth thing in their mouth, and then were like, "Will you marry me?" And she was trying to figure it out. I think.
Oh, that's actually kind of cute.
I don't know if I'd like that.
I feel like I'd like that.
I find it kind of funny that Liv the Web Girl, who has never been to the dentist, actually knows a game that involves dentistry.
That's how she gets it all done.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, no, I've been good. I played that one game with the thing in my mouth. I'm good.
You know, that song that the kid says, like, I want a front tooth for Christmas or whatever.
I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
That's Liv because she's got a black tooth.
One, I don't have a black tooth. Two, I'm really annoyed that you guys brought this up because my dad finally forgot about that I haven't gone to the dentist. He texts me like every day. Have
you and Pork Chop.
Can we come up with a list of things if Liv's dad's listening right now that she needs to get taken care of? One, needs to go to the dentist. Two, needs to get a registration on her car.
Three, Apple Store, get a new iPhone.
Yeah, somebody's failing you. I don't know if it's your parents or your boyfriend, but somebody needs to hold you accountable
to
get this
stuff
done. No,
here's the thing. I can't afford to get my registration done until after the Christmas holiday.
There you go. You need to send her some money so she can do that. You can't ask her to drive out of town to see you for Christmas and not pay for her registration if she can't afford it.
That's her Christmas present, her registration.
No, Dad, I don't want that for Christmas. You know what I want. I sent you those Kylie lip kits. I want those.
Oh my gosh. Sometimes I can't tell if Liv is 16 or 24.
Stick her in jail.
Oh, no kidding. All right. Well, thank you so much for chiming in. If you got something on Twitter, it's @JoeAndAlexShow.